You're listening to SBS News.
State premiers, territory leaders and Prime Minister Scott Morrison have taken part in the final National Cabinet meeting for the year, face-to-face in Canberra. Western Australia's Premier Mark McGowan didn't attend in person because of health advice about not coming into contact with South Australians, including that state's premier. Mr Morrison says almost 46,000 Australians stranded overseas have returned home since September. He says Australia will continue to support bringing people back into the country and the hotel quarantine system in a safe and steady way.
I think we all agree that the health standard on quarantine is the most important issue. Where we can create capacity for people to return who are non-residents, who are non-Australian citizens, such as on seasonal workers, then we can develop the bespoke arrangements, which Queensland particularly has done on-farm quarantine, which provides over and above capacity to see those economic needs met. But the first priority is the quarantine capacity for returning Australians and residents.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also backed the PM in saying the focus of hotel quarantine programs should be on returning Australians, and New South Wales would not increase its capacity until next year. Ms Berejiklian also says she would not be happy to see the quarantine system move out of hotels at this stage, saying it would be too high risk. She says while plans to bring back skilled migrants and international students should at some stage be addressed, now was not the right time.
As you know, we're bringing back 3,000 Aussies every week through New South Wales. 45% of those actually go on to other states and 55% are staying in New South Wales. The Prime Minister's made his position very clear, which I support in relation to getting Aussies back home. But I would like to have a conversation next year, not just about international students, but also about skilled migrants. And that's a conversation we can have next year. But clearly the priority is to try and reduce the list of Aussies coming back home. And I completely support the PM in that.
On the issue of seasonal workers, the Cabinet discussed federal-state agreements which would provide special seasonal worker visas confining the workers to particular states. Mr Morrison noted in Queensland there was a successful on-farm quarantine seasonal workers program currently underway supporting that state's agriculture sector. Mr Morrison wanted to ensure that other arrangements were made in states and territories where seasonal workers were needed. Premier Daniel Andrews says it was currently a pressing issue in Victoria.
On workers, particularly for our horticulture industry, if we want to guarantee economic activity, want to guarantee that those crops are in fact harvested, that fruit is picked, stores are full and people can buy the products that they love at anything like an affordable price, then we have to find a way forward here. We need 15 to 20,000 workers and no hotel quarantine system will be able to cope with that. But we've had a really good discussion last night and again today. And I'm very grateful Premier Palaszczuk shared the best in class system of farm quarantine with us. We'll learn from that.
Other issues discussed included lifting the threshold for Infrastructure Australia assessment of co-funded projects by the Commonwealth from $100 million to $250 million to allow the agency to focus on bigger projects. Environment law administrative processes will also be streamlined based on existing laws and regulation, and seven states and territories apart from the ACT also agreed on mutual recognition of occupational registration. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.